You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, Resources Minister Shane Jones released a draft strategy for mineral mining, aiming to double the amount of exports in the sector. The strategy also mentioned significant amounts of different types and grades of coal deposits in Aotearoa and aimed to align consents for coal to other minerals in order to increase coal extraction. In response, the Green Party has created a petition calling on the government to completely roll back on its coal mining initiatives and to protect the natural ecosystems of Aotearoa. In our weekly catch-up, I spoke to Green MP Ricardo Menendez-March to discuss the petition. We also had a conversation about the Defence Minister Judith Collins' decision to extend New Zealand Defence Force deployments to the Middle East and Africa.
Last week, the Green Party started a petition to the government in protest of their plans for new coal mining projects. So can you tell us a bit about the petition and the issue at hand?
So the government has very much signaled that they don't care for the climate science and that they're going to be going ahead with new coal mines. And this is against the science, the evidence, and it will put local communities at risk of pollution and dirty waterways. So we've launched a petition to get the community support to stop this coal mine from happening. And if we have a government that is serious about meeting its climate targets, making sure that people are not facing more severe weather events, it needs to put its energy in fixing our economic system and not digging new fossil fuels.
I mean, at a time when the rest of the world is moving on to renewable sources of energy and the coal industry is effectively dying as its demand is plummeting, why do you think Shane Jones is trying to revive this particular industry here in Aotearoa?
Shane Jones said it himself. He doesn't care about species going extinct. He doesn't really care about climate change. In fact, the New Zealand First Party is a party for the climate denialists and conspiracy theories. And therefore, it is absolutely no surprise that he would go against all the science, all the evidence, climate change, and take us back many decades. But the key thing here is that we will need communities standing up and realizing their power to take this fight against the government, and the Greens will be there to support communities on the ground fighting against new coal mines.
Shane Jones's strategy for mineral mining, which covers the expansion of coal mining projects, is expected to double the sector's export value to $2 billion by 2035, as well as create 2,000 new jobs. So do you think the potential economic benefits of reviving these projects and coal mining are at least worth considering?
Yeah, well, look, sacrificing the planet for the economy will only result in no economy once we have a non-functioning society as a result of extreme weather events that may become more frequent. The key thing here is that renewable energies investment can also generate new jobs and can also create exports. And the reality, too, here is that in order to address climate change, we also have to address the broken economic system that has allowed the mega wealthy, the billionaires, to be the ones doing most of the pollution while the rest of the population goes without. And so renewable energies is one part of the puzzle, but if we're serious about climate change, we also have to look at our economic system more broadly.
Lastly, the coalition government has been carrying out one of the largest rollbacks of conservation and emissions reduction policies in years, not just with this recent mineral mining plan, but also with the fast track approvals bill and the return of offshore oil and gas exploration. So I'd just like to ask, you know, given that the current government seems pretty set in its path, do you really think that a petition is the most effective way for the Greens to challenge their policies?
I've always been really honest that a petition won't fix the world, but it is one part of the puzzle that creates an important avenue for communities to engage with political issues and change. And this is why we're also going to be supporting the marches that are happening in June, the March for Nature, which I believe is on the 8th of June, in Tamaki Makaurau, which is another way of people demonstrating and taking the fight against the government more directly. And we're seeing across our communities calls to strike and more direct action, and petitions play a role in that. But I've always been really clear that this is about taking a range of actions, petitions and direct actions included.
Okay, moving on to the next topic. Last Friday, Defence Minister Judith Collins and Foreign Affairs Minister Winston Peters announced that they would be extending New Zealand Defence Force deployments to Africa and the Middle East until September 2026. So what's the Green Party's take on this?
New Zealand should have no role in warmongering in the Middle East. our New Zealand Defence Force is better suited to support our communities when it comes to civil defence emergencies, as well as genuine peacekeeping and nation-building efforts. The deployments in the Middle East and the war in the Middle East has only caused suffering. It has stifled the self-determination of people in those nations. And at a time where we are told that to people to tighten their belts, to have a New Zealand Defence Force being deployed in the Middle East to only continue exacerbating issues and at a cost to our communities, just feels irresponsible. And but they're completely in line with the government's cozying up to the US foreign policy moves.
Judith Collins said that the deployments, quote, reflect New Zealand's ongoing interest in promoting peace and stability and making active contributions to the maintenance of the international rule-based system. How would you respond to that?
Oh, look, the international rule-based system has so far enabled Israel to carry out a genocide, and the so-called peacekeeping has included deploying forces in Yemen to actually carry out strategic attacks that, or to support the carrying out of strategic attacks which could result in death of civilians in a nation that is completely impoverished and has faced famine. So let's make it clear that the current rule-based order that we have actually hasn't supported the self-determination and the well-being of many people in the Middle East, and our resources and our efforts will be better placed elsewhere.
So while the extension does involve the deployment of our Navy to help defend shipping routes, it also involves the commitment of personnel to UN-led humanitarian missions in South Sudan and Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. So is it possible that this deployment could provide New Zealand an opportunity to play a humanitarian role in peace and security in the Middle East?
If we were only playing a humanitarian role, then I can see the ability for the deployments to have benefits. But the reality is we're also deploying New Zealand Defence Forces to support the carrying out of military strikes in Yemen, for example, which will only exacerbate the genocide in Palestine and fails to recognize that Yemen is a country that is facing violence as a result of the failure of the international community to stop extreme poverty and famine from exacerbating the violence in those communities.
Do you think that could be a better use of our Defence Force resources? And if so, what would that be?
Our Defence Force resources could be better used to support communities when there are civil defence emergencies and to genuine peacekeeping and nation-building collaborative efforts with other countries. But anything that pulls us to ongoing wars and suffering is counterintuitive to these efforts that we purport to have, which are about peace.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.